And that's very much what it needs. We don't have enough beds currently to do the work that needs to be done. So as a result, we have people on trolleys and we have waiting lists for surgery. So we've the worst of all worlds. And the only solution to this is increased bed capacity. Now, we do obviously need to staff those additional beds, but the creation of bed capacity is crucial to making sure that the patients that we serve get the services that they need.
So short term, what's the solution?
Well, in the short term, we need some modular accommodation. We need some additional medical beds, but hopefully the plan for a new block will not be too delayed, because until that happens, we're only putting a sticking plaster on the problem.
So what would be in this new block?
Well, so the new block proposes a new emergency department, a new radiology department, new surgical, paediatric and maternity wards, but importantly, a new intensive care unit and high dependency unit beds, which we currently don't have. But also it will allow our theatres to be brought onto the one level, which at the moment they're spread throughout the hospital, which is not particularly good from an operational or safety perspective.
And new units would be fairly costly though, would it?
Yeah, no, you can't make an omelette without breaking eggs. I mean, this is a big job that needs to happen, and you're talking about potentially a cost in the order of 100 million euro. But it's infrastructure that's needed. Our infrastructure currently is not fit for purpose, and no amount of hoping that it suddenly becomes fit for purpose is going to address the issue. This new accommodation will be of the appropriate standard. It'll be single rooms. It'll be safer, it'll be better for patients, and ultimately better for the region.
But 100 million euro, is that a reality? Will you ever see that money coming from the government? Because you said it yourself, every other hospital in the country would want the same.
Yes, and I think therefore governments need to look critically at what is being submitted. I mean, there are some examples where these are wish lists. There are other examples where it's necessary infrastructure. In our case, it's necessary infrastructure.